This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We're recording.
Yay!
Hello, everybody.
Welcome to Two Black Girls, One Rose,
where two black-ass girls invade the whitest show on earth,
The Bachelor.
I'm Natasha.
And I'm Justine.
And we watched Colton's, what is this, episode two?
Second episode, yep.
Second episode of the season. Man, I have so many just, like, conflicting thoughts.
Do you?
I don't know. I had such high hopes for this season. I know. You were side-eyeing me the whole time through my hope. Now I'm getting proven wrong. God. Well, you go first. What are your initial thoughts?
My initial thoughts are this man is not going to choose none of these women, and he's going to leave here with no fiance.
Yeah, I feel the same.
Yep. There is no way. Yeah. No way. He got up there. Mm-hmm. In that rose ceremony, and he was like, oh, well, this is really hard, and I have to follow my heart, and as for everyone who leaves, I'm really sorry. It is episode two, boy. You have got to get it together. I didn't know who half those ladies were.
All right. I'm still learning these people's names. Pull your voice together. Stop shaking. Fucking buck up, damn it.
Oh, my God. It was the most boring one-on-one date I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to get to that date.
Ever. Jesus. Oh, my God. It was so bad. My contacts are literally raisins from looking at it.
Dried in your eyeball.
Dried up. My contacts dried. My vision dried up looking at it.
Oh, whew. God.
But I love Demi more than ever.
Demi is crazy, y'all.
She's nuts. I love
Demi's
it.
She's a nutbag.
Yep.
Oh, jeez.
And those are my initial thoughts. What about you, friend?
Right. My exact sentiments in that unless he chooses, like, Elise or one of the older girls at the end, he ain't leaving here with no fiance.
Nope.
Nah, it ain't happening. This doesn't make no sense. Mm-hmm. These girls are so young. Like, I know we're already sounding like broken records because we've said this over and over. But you have Heather, who has never been kissed, yet is looking for a husband. You have Hannah, Miss Alabama, who can't even carry a conversation. Like, she doesn't have the maturity and confidence to even carry a conversation yet. Yet she is looking for a husband. You have Demi, who literally looks like a high school sophomore, yet is looking for a husband. This shit is weird. What are we watching?
Everyone who I've talked to in our age range is like, I'm not watching The Bachelor. Like, I'm watching High School Musical.
Yes.
Live.
I feel like I'm watching a Disney Channel, like, rom-com reality show weird thing. Like, I don't even know. Yes. This is not The Bachelor at all. So that's my initial thoughts.
Okay.
That's what I have to say. Other than that, though, we are having a watch party, y'all. Hello. Hey. Monday, February 4th. It's coming up quick. It's just a few weeks away. Monday, February 4th at the Monarch Rooftop in Midtown Manhattan.
Yay!
Doors open at 7:30. The show obviously starts at 8. And we'll be there. Mm-hmm. We'll be having a good ass time watching and turning up with all of y'all. I'm so excited to meet everybody.
I know. Aren't you? Me too.
I mean, people have been emailing us about watch parties and asking about watch parties for forever.
Yeah.
And we've never, not that we haven't wanted to do one. We just, I don't know. I just never thought this would ever be possible for never. Two Black Girls, One Rose.
Never. Yeah.
And here we are, season three, and it's finally possible. And I'm so excited to meet people. Bring your friends, even if they don't watch The Bachelor. I have friends who don't watch The Bachelor. They're like, I'll be there just to like turn up with y'all. Mm-hmm. So bring your friends.
Yep.
Come get the exciting drink specials.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have other little giveaways and fun things. It's going to be a really, really good time. And I think it's good. We just have this cool little community that we've built. And I think everybody should like come together and just all meet each other and kiki about The Bachelor. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. Don't have us out here looking dumb at the Monarch rooftop. Y'all better show up.
If anything, you and I will be there turned up.
That's true.
Shit who comes. My ass will be there sipping on my drink special and kiki with my damn self. So.
Also, anybody who, like me, is doing dryuary and you're dry January, that'll be like our first time drinking.
Yes, that's
so
true.
So let's go. Let's go.
Oh, that means we turn it up.
Shots oh, yeah. Turn it up. Woo! It's listen, turn up after one shot. Done.
Your tolerance is going to be so low.
You want to see Justine drunk? Yes. Come to the Monarch rooftop February 4th.
That's true. Your tolerance is going to be so low.
So low. So low. I took an Advil PM the other night, and I was like, ooh.
High as shit.
I was all hungover. I was like, oh, man.
Oh, my God. But yes, come see Justine drunk, if anything.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
February 4th. We do have an RSVP link, so please go to 2BG1RWatchParty.eventbrite.com.
Mm-hmm.
RSVP, let us know you're coming.
Yay.
And we'll see you there. All right. Other than that, same old, rate, review, subscribe. Again, we ask for nothing. Come to the watch party, rate us, review us, and for your own convenience, subscribe to us. That's all I ask. Thank you. we live tweet The Bachelor. If you're not following our live tweets, you're missing out on just an enhanced Bachelor viewing experience, you know? So follow along with our live tweets. Our Twitter handle is the number 2BLKGirls, the number 1Rose.
And you can email us at the number 2BlackGirls, the number 1Rose@gmail.com.
And we're also on Instagram. Turn it up on Instagram as well. And our handle is the number 2BlackGirls1Rose. On Instagram. And tag us in your story. If you're listening to us right now, screenshot this, write a cute little message, tell everybody it's the best Bachelor podcast, or they're just the best podcast.
Best podcast. I mean. Yeah.
Let's be real. And put it in your story, tag us, and we do put it in our story.
Mm-hmm.
But help us grow this community and just help us as we invade the whitest franchise on earth. So, thanks. Also, if you haven't already, before February 4th, get your merch.
Yes.
Come on in to the watch party wearing your 2 Black Girls, 1 Rose canvas bag or your shirt or your tank top. Like, hello. And you can buy all that cool gear at Teespring, teespring.com/2BlackGirls1Rose.
Yay.
We do, as always, have some lovely
church announcements.
Let's go to church, Justine. What about the program, y'all?
So we got quite a few emails this week. We got a lot of emails about Kirpa's limo entrance and how she said she was like all wet in her entrance, which I'm not surprised. ABC cut. Kirpa, girl, you doing a lot.
Yeah.
They just showed you saying grace with your family. They cannot show that.
Like they've been doing a lot of sexual innuendos, but saying you wet,
that's a lot. And then you can't have that contradicting image. I like her being the nice Christian girl.
Yeah.
You know?
The nice Christian girl talking about her.
Not like doing it. Yeah, like hosing herself down. Like, girl, no. So thank you to all who emailed us about that. Lola, Megan, and Lauren, thank you guys for the love. And then Annie, who asked us a really good question. She asked us if our watch party was like a safe space for people of color. It is a safe space for Bachelor fans or anyone really. So just come on in. Appreciate the question, Annie. Love it. But it's not one of those things that's like exclusive. It's for everybody. So come on in.
All races welcome.
Yes. And that's it for church announcements.
Cool. So I do have some Bachelor Nation news.
Ooh, girl.
So big news of the weekend. Whack-ass Ari and
Oh, Wendy shit, yeah.
got married over the weekend in Maui. She's pregnant, by the way.
I know.
We, like, legit have not talked about that since the end of their season. So I think the first time I've literally said their names. But they got married. She's pregnant. I forget how far along, which is a cute little tummy. And they got married in Maui. There's a lot of, like, bachelor folk that were there. Mm-hmm. She looked beautiful. The wedding looked beautiful.
Yeah, her dress was nice.
Her dress was gorgeous. Mm-hmm. I loved, like, the ampere waist kind of hide the pregnant tummy.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they look happy. You know? I wish them a long life of great conversation. And
you know what?
That's all I could say. You know I had to throw the shade. You know I had to. You are the worst. I love love. They look happy.
They do. They look great.
They look great. Another Bachelor Nation couple that's been heating up the interwebs is Jason, Wolf of Wall Street, and Caitlin Bristow, fresh off of her breakup. From Sean. She's already all over Instagram story where her new boo, Jason. They are clearly dating, spending a lot of time together, just out here in these streets, just having a good old time.
Yeah.
It started off as like a little Reddit rumor. Now it's like solidified that they're like a thing.
Does he still live in Buffalo? I think he still lives in Buffalo, New York, right?
You know, I don't know where these people live because they're like in the world now, you know, like the bachelor world. So they're like hosting parties and they're here and there. So they're like, they're in LA a lot. They're in New York a lot. So I'm not really sure because he's from Buffalo and she's from Vancouver or something.
Oh, okay.
Something in Canada, so don't know, but we'll keep watching them.
Yeah,
or people will keep tagging us in their shit.
I was about to say, I guess we'll keep watching them.
Like, don't actually watch them or give two shits, but thanks for all the DMs, y'all.
Sure.
So that is it for Bachelor Nation news. Let's dig into the recap.
Yep.
You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. So the episode opens. Colton is in bed with like a handheld camera, so they're making it more like, you know, interactive.
Yeah, like a vlog.
Like a vlog. Look at the Bachelor entering 2019. Look at them. Progressive. He's like vlogging from the bed, talking about he's excited for the week or whatever the hell. meanwhile, back at the house, all the girls are stoked, so stoked. Translation for the black folk. They are mad hype for this upcoming week.
Oh my gosh.
And Chris Harrison comes, gathers all the girls around. My first immediate thought, seeing all these girls like gathered in the circle, it looked like this was a sorority meeting, like the Tri Delta chapter meeting, right?
Yeah.
Just a gaggle of youth and blonde whiteness.
I don't know. Yeah, the girls just look so young too.
Yeah. Like a sorority house. I don't feel like it's the Bachelor Mansion, you know?
Yeah.
So he drops off the date card, and it's Demi, Bree, Tracy, Elise, Hannah, Nicole, Anyeka, Catherine, aka Ben and Snap. And the date card said, "You never forget your first date." So they meet Colton at a theater, and on the stage is Nick and Megan from Parks and Rec and Will and Grace.
Yeah.
I had no idea who these people were.
What?
I had to Google them, and then I said, oh, them people. They can look anything like what they use. That guy has a baldy and a beard
now. Yeah, yeah.
He looked like a totally different person.
He looks way different. He actually got my invite to the cookout because I love him so much. I love Nick Offerman. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
I didn't even know he was married to Megan. What's her name?
Yeah, I didn't know they were together at all.
Yeah, and they look like they've been together for like 30 years too.
Forever, so we missed that part.
For mad long.
But she looked different too. Her hair was long. I was like,
she looks like she maybe has gotten some bad plastic surgery on her face too. Maybe what? Some like bad filler great. Or something. I don't know. She just doesn't look as good as Deborah Messing.
But Deborah Messing is like gorgeous. That's she's like different. Not to say that Megan's not gorgeous, but she had bad plastic surgery. That's what you
well,
thought.
Well, not even plastic surgery, just like a lot of like filler and like Botox and stuff. And I'm just like, Megan, no.
Nip and tuck. I thought she looked great. I let her little weave. Her hair was nice and long. She looked cute.
Yeah, I looked cute.
Yeah. So anyways, Nick and Megan are on stage and they are talking about like storytelling, and Megan mm-hmm. tells the story. It's like, you know, funny little story because they're comedians about the first time she, I think she said the first time she fucked somebody.
Yeah.
Like, we're bleeping it out. Okay. And then Nick tells us like this story about gardening, but it was obviously filled with like,
like OD suggestive.
Yeah. Suggestive so innuendos.
Yeah.
So then we learn this is a storytelling date. Mm-hmm. And basically the girls, they have to craft a story about their first time doing something. And then they'll perform it in front of a room of, you know, 200 screaming fans. I love this date idea.
Me too.
I feel like this type of date shows the girls' personality more than any other, like, whack-ass group date where they're, like, competing for
yes.
foolishness.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was cool to, like, see their personality, like their writing style, their mm-hmm. humor. I want to see more dates like this.
And I don't think it's as much pressure either. Like no. Like these other dates on Becca's season where they had to like write a fucking love song about this girl. Like yeah, that was way too much.
Yeah, no.
But this was just like tell a story about your yeah. first time doing something. And it
exactly.
was great.
Everyone could do it. They might get mm-hmm. nervous with the public speaking, but everyone can write a story.
So. Right.
So they go off into their corners, they're writing their stories and coming up with stuff. Time for their performance, and Colton actually goes first, and he, lo and behold, surprise, surprise, tells a story related to being a virgin, because this is what our life has become, just hearing about his virginity over and over. It was kind of sweet.
Yeah.
I mean, we've kind of heard this story already, like, mm-hmm. 10 times, but we mm-hmm. got more in depth. So basically he tells a story about a time when he's in the locker room with one of the guys asks him, like, how many girls has he slept with? And he said, like, you know, on the spot, he's trying to think of, like, what's a good lie to tell? Is it one girl? Is it four? Is it 10 girls? And then he came out and just said the truth and said it was zero. And then kind of, like, how the guy was like, you know, that's really cool, man, and he basically, that was like the first time that he like told the truth about his virginity.
Mm.
And I thought it was nice. He was on the stage like doing this in front of everybody.
Yeah.
You could tell like he was like kind of nervous. But mm-hmm. Yeah, I wish that was like the story and that was it. We didn't have to hear about this
right.
any more. Because I feel like that was like a nice moment for him. And then they just mm-hmm. beat it over the head for the whole rest of the episode.
So. No. Yeah.
But I did appreciate that moment. But. Mm-hmm. The first girl that we saw was Elise. Elise is the
redhead. Love Elise. Yeah.
Love Elise. Elise is 31. She is, mm-hmm. she's 31, right? She's one of the older girls
31.
In the house.
Yep.
And she said, you know, this is her first time dating a younger man. And so she kind of like talked about that with Colton mm-hmm. and made a little joke about she's always dated older guys, things like that. Nicole, who is the girl from Miami, Cuban girl from Miami, mm-hmm. talks about the first, she kind of made a joke, like, the first time dating Colton's, like, the first guy she's dating, like, a white-as-toast guy. I don't know.
Yeah, she was, something very similar. She was like, this is the whitest bread I've ever bit into or something.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah.
Hannah G talked about the first time she, like, got the first impression rose, I guess. I don't know what the hell she was saying with hers.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyeka's hella extra. I don't know, man. I don't like to talk about the people of color like this, but she's
no, we
extra.
Have to. She is tiring. She's wearing me out.
I'm wearing me down.
Ugh.
So she got on stage and talked about the first time was last episode where she approached Colt, like confronted Colton talking about, you know, you're drowning in some bitches.
Mm-hmm.
That was that moment where she had on the Snorkel Max and like screamed. And then was talking about how the girls in the house are thirsty and was just being mad extra on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Tracy gave a story about the first time she tried to date a virgin and gave this like long convoluted story from college, how she had a crush on the fraternity president and then competed against her sorority sister for this guy. Yeah. Somebody got punched in the face. Mm-hmm. It was like this whole long ass, random ass story. And then Justine's girl,
my girl,
Demi,
mm-hmm.
messy ass Demi, got on stage and said, like, there was this guy I liked once, but I was nervous to kiss him. And so what I did was, and then she just like dropped the mic and then walked up to Colton, like hopped down the stage, mm-hmm. walked up to Colton, grabbed him and like kissed him in front of everybody.
Loved
and then
it.
Got back on stage and was like, that was the story of the first time I got the group date rose.
Mm-hmm.
Ba-dum-ching. she was really hoping that was going to be a moment, and I was just like, okay. Demi literally, like, all jokes aside,
mm-hmm.
I know we call these girls infants and they look like sorority girls, whatever. Demi legit looks like she's no older than 16.
Demi and Hannah G., whoever got the first impression rose?
Yes, the big eyes.
Yeah, she looks like she is like 12.
They legit look like if they told me they were in high school, I would not question them.
Yep.
At all. It's wild. It's mm-hmm. super weird to
But watch. Colton to me looks very young as well.
He does, but definitely out of his teens.
Yeah.
Like, shit. He definitely looks like he has an ID. He definitely looks like he's been to the club.
ID.
Like, how old is he, 26?
26, yeah.
If he said he was 23, I'd be like, okay, yeah. Because he does have a young face.
Yeah.
But Demi looks a day older than 16.
Yeah, she does.
It's creepy and weird watching this.
Same with Hannah. Oof.
And Hannah. Yeah, the other one, too.
Yeah.
Back at the house, a one-on-one date card arrives, mm-hmm. and it goes to Hannah B.,
mm-hmm.
Miss Alabama. Who, y'all know how I felt about her from her bio picture. I did not trust this woman.
Her bio picture.
From the kill back into the cast bios. I said from Jump Street, I didn't trust this girl.
Mm-hmm.
So her date card says, true love is on the horizon. And she's excited because it's her birthday. And she got a one-on-one date.
Oh, what a coincidence, Bachelor producers.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So back on the group dates, they are sitting down for like drinks, the little like night portion of the date.
Mm-hmm.
And your girl Demi scoops him up first. She moves in quick.
Always. Yep.
Always. First one out the gate. She is wearing this horrendous Little House on the Prairie purple lace ass number. What
she
the fuck was that?
She keeps wearing these dresses and I'm like, this must be a very specific boutique in Georgia that you're getting this from.
Yes, she's from Texas, but yes.
Okay, Texas. Sorry, girls. Texas.
What? Yeah, it looked like a very specific, like her favorite boutique, and mm-hmm. she just scooped up everything from there because they all look the same from the same season.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's odd. Very odd. Always long and lacy.
Yeah.
And not cute. Mm-hmm. I don't know how else to describe it. She has on this little dress and whisks him away. And, I mean, they basically talk about nothing, to be honest.
Yeah, no, I don't even remember them talking.
I don't even remember. She comes back to the group, and, you know, the group date rose is sitting on the table, and she, like, picks up the group date rose and is, like, waving around, like, this is mine, ha, 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 and, like, puts it back down. Tracy.
Yo, Tracy is deeply offended.
Deeply offended by this. She is pissed. She's disturbed.
She is
cannot
disturbed.
Believe what she just saw. Yes. That Demi had the audacity to touch the rose. meanwhile, Elise, redhead Elise, is having her one-on-one time with Colton. Mm-hmm. Colton loves her confidence about her age, about how, you know, she looks so sexy, and how she just like owned the stage, talking about, you know, being an older one in the house, blah blah blah. They make her sound like she is dusty.
Listen, like 58 years old. They make her sound like she is like her eggs are done, cooked, finished. Like she is dried up.
She is 31.
Like
she's
she got grandkids.
She's only 4 years older than 4 or 5 years older than Colton. My
and
God.
And she's like still. It's still like acceptable age to be 31 and like out here dating, and it's like, it's fine.
It's totally fine. It's Why are we making her like geriatric? What the hell?
Yeah, but she also looks, she doesn't look her age. I think she doesn't, I don't think she looks 31 necessarily. She kind of looks like a forever 35. Like she's going to look like that for the rest of her life.
Yeah, I can see that.
But she just looks more mature than all the rest of these girls. Mm-hmm, so they're trying to make her out to be the mama bear, kind of.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because she was talking about how they have like the cougar den in the house. Yes. Like all the girls who are like over 27, they're all like bonding together.
When I tell you, I rolled my eyes. I thought they're going to get stuck. I rolled my eyes so hard at that. I was like, oh my God.
The cougar den over the age of 27. Those are the old fogies in the house. It's crazy. But I get it. Like, if you're in a house filled with 22-year-olds who've never been kissed and Demi, who was running around looking like like she is looking for her chaperone. I don't even know.
Like, Oregon Trail. I would feel weird, too. Like,
yeah. What? I would feel some type of way and feel old as shit my damn self.
Mm-hmm.
God. So Tracy, who was just so deeply offended by Demi touching the rose, her and Onyek are off to the side talking about how immature Demi is, how disrespected they feel, and how Tracy just feels like Demi is here to like go on a date with a guy. Meanwhile, she's here looking for like a husband and like real love.
Cause Tracy's 31 as well.
Yeah. She's not here to play games. Like she feels ridiculous competing next to a high school, you know, sophomore. So I understand her gripes.
Yeah, I get it too, because this is exactly how everybody felt with Becca M.
Yes, yeah.
All those girls
felt. Isn't that
like,
crazy? Becca M was like the young, what was she? She was
22. She was 22.
Oh, she was 22.
Mm-hmm.
She was 22. Damn. She seems leagues older than Demi.
She seems like she's Elise's age.
She seems like Elise.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I forgot Becca was that young. Yeah, she never carried herself that young, though. She really didn't.
Mm-mm.
She really didn't.
I can understand Tracy feeling this way because this girl acts like she's in high school.
Right. It's not just looking, because Becca M looked hella young, but she had more confidence and carried herself better than half the girls in that damn house with old ass Ari. So. She held her own with old Azari. That's at 22. That's hard to do. So Tracy, you know, feels the need to pull Demi aside and tell her how she, you know, didn't like how she touched the rose. Blah 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 blah. Demi apologizes. Big Eyes, Hannah G, the other, you know, youngin in the house, sitting with Colton, and he said yet again, "There's something about you that reminds me of home."
Oh, jeez.
I hate this. Demi, she's just so overly confident. She's all up in the cameras talking about how Colton needs a dominant woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she's the only one in the house who challenges him. Yeah, I don't disagree. But you're a little behind. Ain't gonna be the one to do it.
Nope,
not you, girl. How she's the only one who can challenge him, and how in his past relationships, he's never had a confident woman. Like,
girl, how do you know that?
What? Even her calling herself a confident woman.
No, it's weird. So ridiculous. Like seeing that sentence come out of that person's face was so ridiculous.
It's so ridiculous. It's like she's playing house or something.
Yeah, yeah.
This doesn't seem real.
Like, girl, did you watch The Bachelorette? Because Becca was a confident ass woman.
Yeah.
Like,
so,
come on.
I don't know what we're saying, his past relationships.
And then Allie Raisman. You want to talk about confidence.
Yeah.
That girl got up there with that ponytail and read her accuser to death.
Yes, reeled him to filth in front of the courts.
Roasted him in front of the whole world. Like, what are you talking about confidence?
Exactly.
What do you mean?
Go sit down, Demi. Have a seat. Have several seats in your little high chair.
But she is dominating the rest of the girls. Like, I feel like she's really playing these serious mind games with Tracy. Like, the fact that Tracy was, like, stroking her hair by the end of this conversation.
Oh, my God.
I was like, Tracy, what? It's like
Get
she,
it
like,
together.
Was under a spell. I was like, Tracy, what happened?
Yeah. I think Tracy, she's the type, she's kind of psyched herself out in terms of her age.
Yeah.
So she's seeing this as like one of her flash chances at love. And like Demi's just ruining all of that. Meanwhile, yeah. Demi, she's young and springy, like sprightly. She's out here just like la-di-da, just having fun, not giving a shit, stealing time. Mm-hmm. But Tracy's taking this so seriously that she's actually losing in that case. She's not putting herself out there. Colton, he has some one-on-one time with Nicole, the one from Miami, who shares that she has a twin brother who has autism and how he's a big part of her life. And Colton, you know, he said he spent time with people with autism because he spends a lot of time in hospitals, volunteering with his organization.
Yeah.
They had a cute little moment. Mm-hmm. You know, Nicole, she was very proud of herself for opening it up because that's something that she says she doesn't share a lot with guys because they see it as like, you know, either a burden or...
That is treacherous.
That's like literally her life. like that is just a part of her and her life. Right. For someone to be like, oh, your brother is a burden. Like,
ew. That is horrible.
Horrible. So yeah, she, you know, shared that with Colton, which was nice, a little moment. Time for the date rose, and he actually awards it to Elise.
And this was my cougar. Colton's making moves moment.
Colton.
I was very proud of him for giving it to like the confident woman who is like making kind of like a joke of her age and a joke of her maturity against his. Yeah. And so it's kind of playing in her favor. And I really liked how he was complimenting her in the beginning. Mm-hmm. I just really liked this whole moment. And Elise, I feel you, girl, on dating men who are 13 years older than you. And I am trying in strategy to date men my age or even younger. Mm-hmm. We'll see, Elise.
Okay, I think, that was a very important date, Rose. Because it was either going to go to, like, Elise or Tracy, someone a little bit more older, mature, who, like, took the storytelling like more serious, or was he actually gonna like reward stupid ass Demi with the stupid kiss gimmick that she did and give her the rose?
Yeah, and Demi is so ageist, so I'm really glad that it's really bad. I'm glad that he gave it to Elise.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so next up we had was Hannah B, Miss Alabama's one-on-one date. Oh Lord, with Colton. Who he had no idea was her birthday, apparently. He seemed really surprised.
Yeah,
that could have been good acting, or he actually just didn't know. The producers just set the whole thing up.
Yeah.
So for their date, they go horseback riding out in like Palm Springs or whatever. I don't know. like the desert kind of.
Yeah, it was
right?
Like Vasquez Mountains or something.
Something. And so they're doing that for on their date. Meanwhile, back at the house, Kaylin, Miss North Carolina, y'all, is spilling all the tea on homegirl who's on the date, Anna B, Miss Alabama. So what happened was they were roommates at Miss USA. And now the producers, they're splicing in photos of, like, two of them together, little Instagram selfies, like, these
and
girls were homegirls.
So recent, too. They looked like they were taken 6 months ago.
Yes, recent, and they were legit, like, homies. Like,
oh, yeah, they were friends.
Yeah, friends, for real. Then, turns out, when Kaylin got farther in the competition on Miss USA, because she was, like, first runner-up or something, right? Hannah... you know, was clearly salty and jealous because she didn't make it and totally flipped the switch on Kaylin and basically became like a different person. Like their friendship like ended because of that.
Yep.
And all I have to say is I told y'all so. I took one look at that girl's picture and her bio and something about her, my spirit didn't take it. Mm-hmm. My spirit just didn't take. And now we hear right here from this sweet little Kaylin. I like Kaylin. She
I
seems
love
so
Kaylin.
Sweet. That Hannah ate shit, basically, and is a fake
also,
bitch.
Also, this clarifies when they saw each other across the couch so much more. How they were like, hi.
Yep. They ended on bad terms.
Horrible terms. I was like, wait a minute. That was your friend for real, and all you said to her was like, hi, how are you?
Hi.
Like, yo, you hate her.
Yo, yeah. So I'm so curious to just hear more about this, and I hope just more comes to the surface about this little rivalry. So back on their one-on-one date, Hannah and Colton. So they sit at a tent, and Colton like pours some champs and does a little toast, and then says to Hannah, "You know, it's your turn. You know, you go ahead and do a toast." My God. You would think he asked this girl to get up and defend her dissertation.
Listen, the State of the Union. Yeah.
To give a State of the Union address. Mm-hmm. Girl, it's a toast.
Wait, homegirl
could even string together 10 words to do a toast.
It's your birthday.
And it's your birthday. You don't have mad shit to say? This whole thing was crazy to me. She
me too.
Sat there awkwardly. She was just smiling and giggling and like, oh my, I'm so nervous. I don't even know how do I start this? I don't know what to say. And just smiling and giggling and not saying shit.
Nope.
Still not putting together a toast. So Colton finally is like trying to help her out. And he's like, okay, you can start with, let's make a toast too.
Yeah, I would have eliminated her off of this alone.
On site. You got to go.
They would have had the helicopter come take her.
Yep. Come airlift her out. So he like leads her on, let's make a toast too. Mm-hmm. And she's like, you know, it's my birthday and, Roll Tide,
oh my God.
A little Alabama foolishness.
That Roll Tide killed
me. I can't. Done. And Colton was like, when in doubt, you know, Roll Tide.
Yeah, Roll Tide.
So, you know, this is where she got my Becky of the Week.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And to our listeners who ask us what is a Becky?
Yes.
Because we get this all the damn time, and I refuse to explain it. But this is your explanation right here. This is the very definition right here of what a Becky is.
Yeah.
Just vapid, depthless.
Mm-hmm.
This is making pageant girls, sorority girls, bimbo blonde white girls look every bit like the stereotype they are trying to fight.
Yeah.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events.
Mm-hmm.
This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah. I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which you know is very important to me. But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. Mm-hmm. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
Mm-hmm. It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge? Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helped me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
It really did.
This is it right here in human form. There is not much going on upstairs in Miss Hannah's brain. Mm-mm. She is literally like a pretty face who has gotten by on that face till this very moment when she's put on the spot and told to give a toast, and homegirl just crumbled. Just completely crumbled.
And I thought about it too, because you know, we're coming from an analytic perspective of the show. That date was also very quiet.
She can't hold a conversation.
Like that, but that, like the surroundings they were in, like when you out in nature like that, is mad quiet.
Mad quiet, yeah.
Straight library.
No distractions, yeah.
Yeah, nothing. They were just in a little tent.
And she failed miserably.
Yep.
Failed miserably. So yeah, Colton is obviously not that dumb and is realizing that this is going terribly. And even himself was saying in his confessional or his little interview, like, this is not going the way I thought it was going to go. And we're not really connecting. And so, yeah. So then they, you know, hop in a hot tub because
it's The Bachelor.
Never mind that it's fucking 90 degrees out in the desert, but okay. And again, just another Becky moment. He's about to talk and she's like, wait, and she like is trying to get something off his face, and then she like gets it off and it's an eyelash, and she's like, make a wish. Like,
that's not gonna fly. That's like,
this is not gonna get you far, girl.
It's like, he's probably had one of the kids who he like works with do that to him.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, girl, you can't rely on, like, adorableness.
Yeah. No. Adorable little cutesy, you know, girl things that you did in high school or college. Mm-hmm. Like, no. I was thinking, when I was watching this, I was like, these are the same casting directors who casted Rachel Lindsay Esquire, who also casted this vapid-ass... Becky of the week.
Oh my god.
This is how far we've fallen in terms of the quality of woman. This is nuts.
Gave her a date on her birthday. Like, a
date on her birthday.
And they didn't think it was going to be this boring.
No.
There's no way.
No way. Oh, Jesus. Painful. Mm-hmm. Anyways, so yeah, so the whole time she's just weird, this weird smiley Stepford sorority robot.
Yes,
like,
I thought it was very Quaaludes.
Yes,
it gave
me
Quaaludes. I was like, girl, you seem like you took something. So you just sitting there smiling, and there's just nothing connect. Like, literally, the wires in your brain aren't connecting.
The blue is not touching the blue wire. The red is not touching the red. The yellow right now. shit's gone awry up in the head. Oh my god! Like, can you picture having a conversation with of anything of substance with this girl?
No.
Anything.
I would sit there and be like grilling her about the pageant world.
That's it.
Grilling her. But
that's all we can get
a
through.
A woman. That's what, like, Colton is not going to talk about that.
Oh my god. You cannot base a relationship on talking about foolishness, though.
No.
So
nope.
This already, terrible. Again, in his interview, Colton is now, like, questioning everything. He's having an existential crisis. He's, like, questioning his intuition. He had such a good feeling about this girl from the first night, and now it's not really going to plan. He's starting to question his gut. He's questioning everything. So anyways, they go into the night portion of the date, and again, Colton's saying he can't imagine giving her a rose if things do not change, like, ASAP. And so they sit for dinner, and he tells her, like, you know, today was kind of weird. You know, it felt like you were just trying to be, like, perfect. And, like, I don't know, it was, like, this weird, like, perfection thing that you were trying to put on. And she's like, yeah, you know, this is something I've always been struggling with. Like, I'm always trying to show everyone my best self, which makes perfect sense. She's like this. She's like the smiley pageant girl to the extreme. Like, she went she went awry because now she's become like a robot with no emotions. Who's like she's like trained to give the right answer, but has never really developed any thoughts or opinions of her own. And so, like, immediately I had to go and Google the Miss Teen USA that girl from like mad years ago, that viral ass video, Justine, where they ask her, should I just watch it? They ask her about like why don't Americans know wherever is on the map or whatever, mm-hmm. and she's like, and in South Africa, they because of maps, and in the Iraq, the nations of the Americas, and the world peace. Like, everyone go and watch that video right now. That literally is Hannah on the date.
Yeah, legit. Like, the wires are crossing.
She has some good quaaludes, yep. man. Mm-hmm. Like, good stuff. Jesus.
And no software updates.
No. She's running on iOS 2.
Listen, on iOS 2, no fingerprint, no face ID, no. None of it.
Shit. Oh, that was funny as hell. Oh, God, dying. So, yeah, finally Hannah comes up with something to say.
Something.
And asks him, why are you a virgin? Like, when in doubt, bring up Roll Tide or ask him why he's a virgin. Okay. So he tells another version of the same story that we've heard 85,000 times at this point.
Can you believe it's episode 2? It seems like we are at episode 6.
Oh my God. It's only episode 2, and we've heard every version of this virgin story.
Every version.
Oh my God. So he shares his piece, and then Hannah tells some whack-ass story about how she was saving herself for marriage, and then gave it up to her like high school boyfriend, and how it was devastating, and blah, 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 blah. In the end, Colton grabs the date rose, and that's when I just zoned the fuck out, because like... She's got to be one of the wackest girls ever cast on a reality show, period. This is a joke. A joke.
She's so whack.
She's so whack. And she got the date rose. Like, I can't.
How?
Oh, my God. I can't even.
Oh, man.
I don't even know how. I don't even care to know. I don't want a reason or logic what this is that I'm watching. I just want to move forward with my life.
No.
Back at the house, Heather, never been kissed.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is talking to Cassie, telling her how she's never kissed anyone, basically. So mm-hmm. just a reminder to the people back home. A date card comes and... fucking every damn body's on this date card.
Yeah, it was just like everybody else. Like
everybody else. It was like every name in the world was on this card. And it said, I can't fight this feeling anymore. Hey, what's about to go down, y'all? So time for the group date, and they are going to summer camp. It was cute.
It was
nostalgic. I loved camp.
It was cute.
Damn, I still have this cough, yo. Like, I've been coughing on the podcast since, like, season 2, episode 3.
Since before Bachelor in Paradise.
Yes!
Like,
I'm
mad
so sorry,
long.
Y'all. I am still sick. So, yeah, they're at summer camp. They're grilling. They're playing flag football, duck, duck, goose, you know, Red Rover, all those cute games. Suddenly, Chris Harrison rolls up with Billy
Wow, Eichner.
Etchner? Eichner?
Etch.
I wrote E-C-H-N-E-R. I don't know what the...
I had to Google him, too. Yeah. I know I've heard the name before.
I don't know who this is.
And actually, my friend told me that he would be on, and I got excited because I thought it was Billie Eilish. Shout out to anybody who listens to Billie Eilish.
Oh, that little teenager.
but, yeah, he was, like, funny, I guess.
No, he wasn't. He was brought there solely to make virgin jokes the entire time.
Yeah.
It was whack as shit.
Yeah, it was. I don't know.
That's all he was there for, was to give comedic relief by giving virgin-related jokes. It was so stupid. Ugh. Anyway, we still don't know who he is. Who is he, Justine?
Oh, I don't know. He's a comedian. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Whatever. So then they come, they divide the girls up into two teams, the red team and the yellow team, and they're going to be competing in this, like, bachelor gymboree or whatever. And that what it was called?
Bachelor Jamboree.
I'm mad they used that term, knowing damn well these girls are so young.
It's right. That's mad rude.
That's mad rude. So yeah, the winning team would get to spend the night at the camp with, you know, spend time with Colton. The other girls got to go home. So they do three competitions. The red team wins the relays. The yellow team wins the canoes. Last is the infamous tug of war. And the red team won. And the yellow team had to leave immediately and go home.
The sun was still up.
Sun was still up. I hate when they do that. I really think that's so unfair. When they do those group dates where it's like a competition, the other team has to just go home immediately, even though they were there for literally an hour. It's like such a waste of time.
Yeah.
So nighttime, they're all getting their little one-on-ones. Mm-hmm. Katie, cute black girl who he kissed on the first night, are sitting by the campfire. And they were just talking about, like, growing up, how they're competitive and, you know, shit with their family. I don't really know. I kind of zoned out to be quite honest. This was, did you take notes?
Yeah, I did. So they were talking about how competitive they are. But the interesting thing was Colton was, like, taking it back to what we saw in his hometown, where he had his dad, who we all knew was, like,
oh,
you know what I mean?
Was like,
yeah,
buck
like,
up, walk it off. Yeah. Oh, no.
That, like, toxic masculinity, you know, like, forcing it on him, you know?
Yeah.
And he kind of opened up in that way. He was like, well, sometimes when you have a competitive family and you're competing in a sport that you're excelling in, sometimes you forget who you are and why you're doing it. She was like, yeah, definitely, yeah. And I was like, girl, you don't have anything more than that?
Oh, God.
Like, didn't you do dance? Dance could be very toxic. A very toxic environment.
Very,
like,
yeah.
Oh, you don't have anything else to say? I'm sure she did, and they edited it out.
They edited it out, maybe. Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
Either way, they shared another swirly little kiss.
So.
That was cute. Heather now. Heather, who has never been kissed again. During her one-on-one, she tells Colton that she's both a virgin and has never been kissed. And he was obviously, like, shocked. Not so much about the virgin thing, but never been kissed. That's, like, that's a little bit shocking.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, basically told her, you know, everything's going to be fine and it's not a big deal to him, blah, blah, blah. And Heather says, you know, I just don't want you to think because I'm not... Because of this, I'm not really ready for a relationship or ready for a commitment. I'm like, that's exactly what we're thinking.
That is exactly what is the case.
That is the case, my friend.
That you is have what's never going on here.
Locked lips with a man. And this is not us shaming you. This is us thinking this is just preposterous that you were on the show for a husband and you have never locked lips with another human man. What? This is wild. You're on the wrong show.
So crazy.
This is crazy.
Oh, I cannot. God.
So they share this like cute little like sweet moment of silence that normally would be a moment you would kiss.
Mm-hmm.
But because she's never been kissed, they just sat there staring at each other instead.
So I think that I don't know if Colton's gonna kiss this girl. I feel like he. These kind of things really get the best of him. Like that level of pressure I think is way too much for this man.
This isn't major, like, on it's gonna be on national television. That's I don't know if I would want to either. I don't know you would have to really be feeling it,
and
not just be doing it just to give her that moment. I don't know. That was awkward. Meanwhile, back at the house, Hannah, Miss Alabama, now she's trying to be Miss Shady Boots herself, talking about, I don't know who she was talking about, trying to shade Kaylin, saying how, you know, she's fake, and, you know, there's not many people I don't get along with, but she's definitely one of them.
That's how you know everyone hates her.
Exactly. That's how you know that we don't fuck with you. and, you know, shady, blah, 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 up in the house. Meanwhile, back at camp, Kaylin is having a nice, pleasant moment with Colton, mm-hmm. and shares how at 2 years old, she had encephalitis, which is like swelling of the brain, mm-hmm. and how she was like in and out of hospitals and how that experience like really affected her. And they just had a nice, real, full ass conversation. About hello.
Real things about how things have shaped her as a mm-hmm. person.
Uh-huh. Strung together words and put together a conversation. Mm-hmm. A little bit more than you could do, Miss Hannah. Meanwhile, you being shady boots in the house talking shit. Mm-hmm. And so they have a nice little moment and with sharing a kiss. Time for the group date rose, and he ends up giving it to Heather. Never been kissed. Yeah. For opening up, I guess. Like,
yes. I definitely thought this was going to Katie.
I thought it was going to go to Kaylin. Kaylin keeps getting shafted because she was at the first kiss on the first night, didn't get the date rose, getting the first impression rose. Then here she talked about she got full on encephalitis as a kid. Fucking didn't get a rose again. Like, damn, you got homegirl in the house talking shit. Like, she ain't got no right. breaks. Damn, come on, help out Kaylin. I like Kaylin.
Yeah, we love her.
Yeah. So anyways, time for the cocktail party, mm-hmm. and the girls are all in the house getting ready. Now you have Demi, who still just throwing unnecessary ageist shame, yes. shade, I mean, she said something stupid, like, you know, that's us young girls are like 5 steps ahead of the other old ladies or
which is so crazy because Elise has a rose, girl.
Yeah, Elise has a rose, my friend, so yeah. Go sit down. So anyways, Courtney, Miss ATL, the caterer from ATL.
Yes, okay. Uh-huh. Her outfit, I had feelings.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan. Neither.
For everybody who watches The Real Housewives of Atlanta, I feel like this looks like it could be from Swag Boutique. Nene's Boutique.
Yeah, could have been. Right? Could have been.
Or Candy's Boutique.
Yeah. The bottom needed to be hemmed. It was too long. It was a lot of material.
And that sleeve.
And the sleeves.
Was killing me.
It was just a lot of material. Just draped everywhere.
And it was a lot of rayon. It was a lot of cheap
stretchy material. Yeah. Stretchy material. Mm-hmm. Not our favorite look, Courtney, but we still love you.
Yeah. No, and yeah. her like figure looks really nice in it.
Oh, yeah, she's like bomb, her body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, girl.
Yeah. Just your face in the sky.
I just had like really intense feelings about it. I was like,
yeah. Oof. It wasn't her best look. It wasn't her best look, Courtney. So yeah, she pulls him aside and he told her how he noticed her on the group date and how she was like leading the yellow team. Mm-hmm. And she tells him how she's like the oldest of 5, how her youngest sibling is 2. That's wild.
That's crazy.
That's yeah. 'Cause she is 23, which mm-hmm. she's very young, but, mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a 21 year age difference between and her youngest sibling, like, wow.
Her parents must have been so young when they
yeah,
had her.
Started young and just kept on going and up until going. Literally 2 years ago. They had mm-hmm. another one. But she said, yeah, she's only 23, but she can truly say that she's ready for a family. She feels like she's very young. She's essentially, like, helped raise 4 siblings. And so she's ready for a family of her own. Whenever these young girls... give these declarations of being just like young and ready for a family. Yep. It's just so strange to me because I'm 29 and I barely like kids. Like, I'm nowhere near that yet. I don't know.
Yeah. Whenever people try to like compensate for it, like mm-hmm. when she was talking about how she was like delivering the fruit roll-ups to the soccer games, I was like,
oh,
Courtney,
yeah.
girl.
Stop. But she's trying to... Yeah, it's like an overcompensation. Like, I'm 23, yeah. which I know I'm young, but, like, look, I already do the soccer games with my little kid brother and, like, mm-hmm. all, like, mm-hmm. trying to put herself in the motherly role.
I'm
and
so
it's like,
ready to be a mother.
Yeah. It's like, ride with your 23-year-oldness. Right. Like, don't yeah. rush it yet. Like, talk about, yeah, how you're a great, you know, older sister and things like that. And, like, right. you feel like you've, you know, you've been like a mother to them because you've raised them. But, you know, I'm still young and sprightly. Like, why are you trying to age yourself into a mama?
Right.
It's an odd, and, like, thing.
And she's a caterer, so she can, like, cook for a lot of people. So, like, that's mm-hmm. another
kind of
thing.
Whole business. Like, ride yeah. with that. How yeah. that's made you more mature and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's wild. I don't know. Because I was thinking, like, at 23, I had just moved to the city. I had my first job. Like, I was yeah. young. Yeah. I can't even imagine talking yeah. about, like, the words, I'm ready for a family, coming out of Natasha at 23-year-old. Moving into the city for my first damn job. I can't even imagine that, like, I don't know, in my head. To each their own, yeah. I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. yeah. Yeah, and she's from the South. It's different.
It is different. I have to mm-hmm. keep remembering that. It's definitely, mm-hmm. definitely very different. But, yeah, she's still cute. I like her. Next was Sydney. I forgot that I liked Sydney. She was actually one of my favorites, I think.
Yeah, I like Sydney, too.
The bios and things. She's like the NBA dancer from mm-hmm. New York. She's like a Knicks dancer, I think.
Yeah, right? She's a Knicks dancer. Shout she also out to the Knicks. Teaches physique 57.
Yes, Ashley yeah. Spivey told us that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, she gets her little one-on-one time. She was feeling a bit insecure because she was on the yellow team that got sent home. So she really wanted her time with Colton, and you know, sitting having a good little chat, laughing about her like cheating during the competition, blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. Then suddenly, your girl, Onyeka, interrupts again with a loud ass, like, blowhorn or something. Mm-hmm.
This is where she gets my Becky of the Week.
Oh, no.
I can't. I had to. Oh, I had to do it. No. Firstly, once again, for the Real Housewives of Atlanta fans,
mm-hmm.
this is reminiscent of Kenya bringing that megaphone to the reunion.
Yes.
And
yes.
getting her ass whooped by Portia.
Uh-huh. I was wondering why she was getting whooped. When you put a big-ass, loud-ass whatever in somebody's face.
It was a
hello?
Megaphone calling yeah. her a bitch-ass hoe.
God.
When she was full-on married. Like.
Yeah. Well, stop. Stop the madness.
Oh, my God. It was, so that was, like, a trigger. And then the fact that she was doing all of that and then said that she was feeling a little horny
yeah.
and then had on that fucking absolutely heinous silver and green dress.
Really? I didn't hate it. I hated it.
It was, like, velvet. It was so many textures.
It was a lot,
It was
yeah.
so many things. It was a wrap. It was a velvet. It was green. It was bedazzled. It was a V-neck. It was, like, so many things.
It was a lot.
I was like, I can't do this. Oh. And then she had a horn and was yelling. Ugh, no.
Yeah. Mm.
This is the opposite. So we talked about, again, for our listeners who don't know what a Becky is, we talked about the, like, vapid, mm-hmm. No, like, substance having Becky's. This mm-hmm. is a different version.
Mm-hmm. This is extra.
Where you are doing too much.
Mm-hmm. Extra, doing extra. Hear absolute. And read all about it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And she's been doing the most this whole episode.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in the very beginning when she was like, I'm going to have to start getting competitive with you girls. I was like, no.
Mm-mm.
No.
Yeah.
She's reminding me of, you know what, I'm not going to say. Yep, Becky of the Week.
Okay. I know. Bring it down. We're trying to support our girls here.
Yes.
We're trying, but it's hard. It's real hard this season. Oof, Lord. So, yeah, she comes and interrupts the blowhorn, interrupts Sydney's time. Sydney kicks rocks, which I do not understand. Just because somebody interrupts you does not mean you have to get up.
Mm-mm.
What is
Mm-mm.
the rule that says you come interrupt my time? That means I automatically have to go back inside. No, you can look Mm-mm. back at her and say, I'm in the middle of a very important conversation. Can you come back in 10 minutes?
Yep.
I don't get it.
I think we should all learn from Wills.
Yes, Wills. Wills looked at Chris, Gospel Chris, and said, mm-hmm. your 2 minutes is up, my nigga. You need to go.
You need to get up and go right now.
Out my seat. Bye.
Mm-hmm.
So Sydney kicked rocks, which was stupid because 5 seconds later she remembered that two can play that game and came mm-hmm. back, interrupted Onyeka's time, and Onyeka was smart and told her, come back in 5 minutes. I'm not getting mm-hmm. up.
But she came through with the pans, which reminded me of Tanisha.
Tanisha from Bad Girls Club.
Shout
classic
out to Tanisha.
Reality television.
Yeah.
So yeah, she came banging on the pans, and then 5 minutes later came back with a bigger pot doing the same thing, and now we've literally just became, like, what have we become?
Now it's a circus.
Now it's a circus here.
And this is why I think that Colton's not going to pick anybody, because he was sitting there like,
like, what is this?
I feel like Ari would have been like, okay, everybody, let's just put down the noisemakers.
Yeah. Noisemakers.
Exactly. You know, it's okay. You'll get 10 minutes and you'll get another 5 minutes. I'll see you. I'll come get you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Colton's not taking control. He's just flopping all over the place with everybody and looking dumb, feeling dumb, and wondering, where the hell am I right now?
Mm-hmm.
God. Meanwhile, Tracy, she is...
Oh, God.
So again, she's 31, one of the oldest girls. She's still in the confessionals talking about she's not here to play games. She's serious. She's mature. She blah, 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 blah. As she's doing her little voiceover and talking, this is a very quick frame-by-frame moment, but Colton is talking with Erica, Nuts, McNuts, asks her if she wants kids. She says, for now, you know, I just want dogs. This is where Colton got my making moves moment.
Making moves!
Now let me tell you why. Miss Erica McNuts went home that same very night. Okay? Now, we can joke up and down about how Colton is young and blah, 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 blah. But on the low, my nigga's asking real questions.
Yes,
he asked her, do you want kids? Homegirl gave a stupid-ass answer, talked about she wants dogs. And guess who went home that same night? Miss Erica. I see you, Colton. You making moves.
Yeah,
I see
that's
you.
True.
Because ain't trying to play here. Come on.
And why would you say that you don't want kids to somebody who works with kids for a living?
And has been very vocal about wanting to build a future and a family.
Yeah, what?
Like, Erica, that was just dumb as shit.
It was. It really was. Oof.
God, and I'm glad he recognized that and trimmed her ass to go ASAP. Other little quick frame-by-frame moment. Colton was sitting with Alex, the dog rescuer girl. And she did the same shit. Took an eyelash off his face.
Yeah, she did.
Is this the move these days?
I have never done that. Me well, either. I date dark skin niggas, so I can't even see the eyelashes on their face. But I really don't know.
I guess so. Or maybe he's, because he's white and the eyelash is so damn dark, you just can't help but take it. But it's the second one in the same episode. I'm like, is this the move now?
So weird.
Shit. That's why we single out here. We're not flicking eyelashes off of people's faces.
It's so strange.
So strange. Finally, Tracy sits for her one-on-one. And like clockwork, suddenly, somebody comes stomping down the stairwell, whatever the fuck that word is, wearing nothing but a robe.
And some high-heeled clogs.
Some high-heeled clogs. And it's Demi. Looking like a 3-year-old going to swim class. This is why she's about to put her little floaties on and hop into the pool.
I'm so finished with you.
She's so young. God. It is so ridiculous. I cannot watch this anymore. Oh, she is a literal infant. Oh my God. So Demi steals Colton from Tracy and leads him upstairs, like all suggestively, like she's really about to do something, whatever. And basically, they're upstairs. She just, like, gives them a back massage. Like, it was so stupid and innocent. But downstairs, all the girls are like, oh, my God, what's going on upstairs? She's upstairs fucking blowing up. What's going on? Like, relax. Y'all know nothing's going on. Like,
that could never happen.
Never happen. Are you serious? Oh, my God. So Demi comes down, like, skipping down the stairs, and she's like, hey, guys, I just had an amazing time with Colton. It was so weird. She, like, gave a whole monologue.
She gave a whole, announcement. Who was the one? Oh, it was Crystal. Wasn't Crystal the one, like, making toasts? and like making Crystal announcements about
Ari's season.
From Ari's season, mm-hmm. yeah.
Just always trying to grab the mic. Yeah. Mm-hmm, so Demi's mm-hmm. like, hey, guys, I just had an amazing time upstairs with Colton. You know, we had a really fun time. It was really great. And everyone's looking at her like, bitch, we ain't ask you nothing. Like, what? Meanwhile, where's Tracy? Tracy's upstairs in the closet crying her eyes out. Looking.
Sobbing.
Sobbing, looking ridiculous because mm-hmm. she... Again, she's in her head about being 31 and this is her last mm-hmm. chance to find a man and she's just gonna die in spinsterhood. Like, why is she taking this shit so seriously? My God.
And why is she taking Demi so seriously?
Yeah, this child. Why is she, like, yeah. threatening you so badly?
Mm-hmm.
God, that's something wrong with you, Tracy.
Mm-hmm.
That's on you.
And wasn't Tracy the one making fun and saying people were fat on Twitter?
Mm-hmm. She was the problematic ass one that rolled up in that triggering ass cop car. So
yeah, yes.
She clearly has
weird, Tracy.
Some work that needs to be done on herself.
Mm-hmm.
So Demi confronts her in the closet, and Tracy's just talking about, you know, so disrespectful, how you interrupted me, and big ass eye roll.
Yeah.
And then Demi said it best. And this is where Demi got my invite to the cookout.
Yes! Come on, Demi and Nick Oglefield. What's his name?
Who?
Nick Oberman. Who was invited? I forget my man's name. Hold on. What was his name?
Oh, the actor. Nick and
Nick Megan. Offerman.
Yes. Nick mm-hmm. is joining Demi to the cookout.
Yep, let's go.
Because she said it best when she said, Tracy is wasting her time upstairs crying, and she needs mm-hmm. to be down here trying to get a rose.
Yep.
Exactly my point, Demi, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you crying in the corner and you are the one that let somebody steal your time? What mm-hmm. are you crying over? Disappointment in yourself? Because you got
yeah,
up?
I think so.
Like, that's on you. Yeah. Stupid. Mm-hmm. So thank you, Demi, for speaking some truth. Time for the rose ceremony. First rose goes to Tasia.
Yay.
Roses, roses, roses. Courtney, another black girl, gets a rose.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole from Miami.
Yes.
Gets a rose.
Yep.
Kirpa gets a rose.
Yay.
Roses, roses, roses. And another rose goes to Bendon Snap, whose real name is Catherine. She looked like Catherine on this. Did you notice? She had a very mature updo.
Yeah,
I didn't recognize her.
It was a mess,
but it was mature. She didn't look like Bendon Snap. She looked like Catherine, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So she got a rose. Sydney got a rose. Anyaka mm-hmm. got a rose.
Ugh.
And the final rose went to Tracy.
But.
So yeah, we unfortunately have to say goodbye to Angelique.
Jersey girl.
Yeah, Jersey girl. Looked like the member of SWV. She was cute.
Yeah.
We didn't get to know her at all.
At all. And I feel like she was really cool.
Yeah, I wanted to see more of her. Mm-hmm. We had to say goodbye to her, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Also, the girl who looked like Brooke Burns, dog rescuer girl.
Alex.
Mm-hmm. Nuts, the girl who don't want kids. Mm. She had to go. Mm. And somebody named Annie. I don't know.
They were like, oh my God, Annie, I love you. Oh my God. I was like, who the fuck is that?
Who the hell is that? I never saw that girl in my life. I remember her from the first night.
The same thing about the girl who was the Croatian immigrant.
Oh, yes. No, her I recognize.
When he was talking to her, I did not recognize her. I was like,
Nina.
Who is that?
Yeah, some girls, it's like, you saw them quickly on the first date, and then they're on a group date, so we get, like, another glimpse. And then you're like, wait, what? Who's that again?
Yeah.
Yeah. Annie, I for damn sure, I don't remember seeing her not at one bit.
At all.
I don't know who that was, but see you never, bitch. I don't know. And that was the episode.
Mm-hmm.
We did get a quick preview for next week. We see Colton look like he was tonguing down Elise. That was Elise, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like that's definitely going to be a thing. And I'm happy mm-hmm. to see that. He's going for these other
Me too.
People of age, not these youngins. Kaylin and Hannah, I feel like some more drama is going to come up.
Battle of the... Because Hannah is very triggered by this woman.
Mm-hmm, very triggered by her own guilt for being a jealous, trifling asshole, basically. Leave my poor Kaylin out of this.
I know.
And then Demi just being super sexual and aggressive.
And messy.
Messy boots and pissing everybody off. And yeah, that was the episode, y'all.
That's it.
We'll be back next week. Next week will be a late episode, right? Instead of Wednesday, it'll come out on Thursday.
It's a holiday, guys.
It's a holiday. We're celebrating Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Yes.
So go and do that. You'll get the episode on Thursday. Don't forget our watch party on Monday, February 4th. We would love to see all you guys there. Remember to RSVP. The link is 2BG1R, watchparty.eventbrite.com. And as always, rate, review, subscribe. Hit us up on Twitter at the number 2BLKGirls, the number 1Rose.
And you can email us at the number 2BlackGirls, the number 1Rose at gmail.com.
Follow us on Instagram. Tag us in your story. Mm-hmm. Buy our merch at teespring.com/2BlackGirls1Rose. And yeah. That's it.
That's it, guys.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.